Everybody, time for the show. It's the Wake Up Talking Show.
Great. Good. It's not 10 o'clock. It's whatever time you want it to be. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey, how are you, man? Hey, that's, you know what? That's right. We did sing. It's 10 a.m.
Right.
We got to get rid of that tune.
Well, you know.
I love it, man. It's funny.
And of course, thanks. Of course, Elgin David.
Yes, we are here. All of us are here today.
Yeah, we're all here today.
It's awesome.
We're going to have a circle jerk.
Yeah.
Like last 2 weeks ago.
It was interesting because, yeah, last week the show was different.
It was.
Because Elgin was like, you know, he wasn't just sitting there giggling and, you know.
Fact checking.
Yeah, fact checking. Watching you guys.
We got to make sure that we fact check everything.
It's fun too.
By the way, we're going to have an interesting show today because we're going to point out a few scumbags.
Wow.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
He is pointing at you right
now. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
He is pointing at you.
That's a story of my life.
I'm pointing my elbow. Oh. It's on my finger.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
An elbow?
Okay.
And, you know, some of that. And, of course, in segment two, there's some interesting things that have happened. We got some stories that I think we got to talk about.
Okay.
And of course, straight from the headlines. But, you know, I saw... I had an interesting conversation with somebody, and my intellect was challenged.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
It's got to be a daily thing.
Well, you know, listen, you know, I'm a lot smarter
what
than
the
I
fuck?
I'm a lot smarter than I look.
You fool a lot of people. I'll tell you that. You really do, man.
Yeah, a lot of people. You know, depends. You it's weird. Like, you know, some people meet you, you know, and you're like that know me from my professional life, and. You know, but even in those, like I always said when I work at these firms, I was a blue collar guy in a white collar world. Like, you know, I wasn't the guy going, oh, so you're going boating tomorrow?
That's going to be the name of your book, I think.
Yeah.
Blue collar guy in a white collar world.
It's not a bad.
That's
blue collar Puerto Rican in a white collar world.
Yeah.
But listen, you're right about something because when somebody sees a comic, and how many, you know, we worked together 100 times, you came to the club. Now, I personally know him. Would you think that? Elgin, you're a comedian. How many comedians go up on stage and they're a, you know, certified or licensed financial planner who've been doing it for 20 years? Not many.
Yeah, but a lot. I mean,
are there dentists? Are there lawyers? Are there other? What other guys are up there?
There are. I think
Greg
there
Giraldo
is,
was a lawyer before he started doing comedy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who just leave their regular jobs to do comedy.
He was a lot younger when he made it than Dougie, I think.
Yeah, so he really wasn't a good doctor yet. He was
lawyer.
Like one of those, you know,
lawyer.
Yeah.
It's funny, sometimes I have people say, my son's a lawyer. And I said, yeah, what area of law does he practice? And it's like, the minute they go, well, he was doing bankruptcies, and now he's doing immigration. And
basically,
he's not very good at anything. He's,
right.
He's shuffling around.
No, what he's doing is taking advantage of what's hot at the time.
Right, but that's usually people that aren't that good. They're just trying to serve the masses.
Right, now, what
if you're a really good attorney, you usually specialize in something and stick to it.
Right, like a PI guy, personal injury guy. Or look at all these lawyers. You see this shit on TV, right? Elgin, you see these commercials on TV. If you had a Stryker hip replacement and call the law firm of this and that. And that, you know, these guys capitalize on your fucking misfortune, and they go for that particular person. And by the way,
and they put pressure on
those ads. Yeah. They put these ads. They're part of like a large group of lawyers, like these guys, 1-800-NEED-HELP and 1-800-PAIN, 911-PAIN.
Right.
That's a marketing company that calls attorneys across the country and says
it's a total turnkey operation.
Correct. For $1,000 a month, we can funnel X amount of phone calls to your office when people call this 800 number. And that's how that all works. They do it for hair replacement. They do it. They did it for, and it's a fad years after years. 1 year it's a cosmetic breast. 1 year, it's
take a
fucking,
breath, Peter Lerner. Fuck, you haven't shut up for like 3 minutes already.
Because I'm remembering. I know, what but all you, the you're speaking, trends are.
I know, oh, but what I'm saying was, you know, let somebody else fucking get a word in. Okay, you're right. So these people do this. It's really interesting when you go to a lawyer's office and they have the medical center right next door. Like, that's what they do some of these places. They busted a lot of these places in Virginia, West Virginia, and stuff like that, where a lot of this questionable disability cases. You know, if you go through certain parts of the country, there's an enormous amount of disability cases where these clowns are running in there and, you know, they're playing basketball.
Listen
and shit. Meanwhile, they can't work.
It's Miami. You know,
but these are the people, mm-hmm. these are the farm systems that these people go to. You know, come here, call 1-800, I'm fucked, you know.
Exactly. And then what they do is... Listen, I was involved in a workman's comp case years ago. And what they do is they send you to, the lawyer goes, sends him right to the doctor he wants you to use. They send you right to the MRI guy they want you to use. Half the time now, they busted this up, the doctors own the MRI center. Right. So no matter what the fuck is wrong with you, you can come in there with a broken fingernail. You need an MRI. Yeah. You need to go get an MRI.
Yeah, I had that, yeah.
Yeah, you went through that shit with your ankle.
Yeah. It's Achilles.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It'd be funny if one of those attorneys come on there. Have you ever had a hand job at Lady Magic Fingers Salon on Davy and 441?
Right, and your balls got stuck in her watch.
Yeah, and every time you masturbate, you want to do it again a half hour later.
Right, your tongue sticks out and your ass farts.
Yeah, well, so again, just getting into an intellectual question. You know, we were talking about. You know, it's always interesting, especially whether it's, you know, especially nowadays, these conversations about politics, God forbid, people say, let me ask you a question. You mind if I, can I ask you a question?
You just right? did.
Exactly. Why don't you ask me a question about asking the question? Do you mind if I'm about to ask you a question, if I can ask you a question?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah. You know, and that's always that moment where you need to be prepared because this question, now... We told this before the show. I didn't tell this on the air yet, right? Because this sounds fresh in my mind. But on Facebook, you know, someone who has opposing ideological views than I have was pressing it on me. And they asked me, they go, can I ask you a question? I go, yeah, shoot. Because last time I said, no. You know, I don't want to answer your questions.
Yeah.
The question was, do you think Hitler accomplished things?
Wow.
Right. Now, I automatically labeled that.
That was something. That was their question.
Yeah, in other words, to prove a point, like they're, you know, we're talking about politics and Trump and that kind of stuff. And listen, if you're not talking, you're interrupting. When you're talking, you're interrupting. So you know, you know, it was basically, you know, we're talking, like he said, he was trying to get some anti-Semite comments out of him. Anyway, so the idea was that now. That's what we call a sharp-angled question. That's basically something where somebody asks you because they're going to expect to get the answer they want, thus proving another thing where whatever it is they say proves they are or you are what they're about to tell you because they backed you up into this thing.
I'm
Hey, you like candy? You like candy?
Right.
Yeah. You think it tastes good? You know?
This
you,
is a setup you question.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all this stupid shit. So my response
you're in
was
sales.
So yeah, listen.
Yeah, you like, set everything up to
you
answer.
You like candy?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What do you mean you don't like candy?
Listen, you set up all your questions to say to be a yes, yes, yes. And when you finally made the pitch, and wouldn't you like to be part of that big group? Wouldn't you like to sign right here with me?
It was interesting. In one of these hearings for the medical the health the guy was appointed in the Trump cabinet for health being the health guy.
Mm-hmm.
One of these Democratic. Part of the committee, one of these guys. I swear to God, he looked like a fucking haunted house's butler. This guy was scary, whoever the fuck he was. He was asking him a question because they're asking this guy questions about stocks he owns in medical companies in that area he's in.
So
now, and the guy says, you took advantage of buying stock that was not available to all the rest of the public. So that's, you know, like kind of like corner the guy.
Right.
So tell me, you know, how should we think that? And he goes, and the guy was smooth.
Yeah.
He goes, well, first of all, it wasn't available to the entire public. This was a stock offering that was offered to existing stockholders. And if you own stock, you're privy to stock offerings that before they go public.
Right.
Sometimes a company doesn't want to issue stock to new subscribers. Yeah, they don't want to. It's basically it can affect the value of the stock. If you issue more stock, it kind of,
you're a season ticket holder. Same thing. There's a, they go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Those tickets go to you first. They are for you.
Well, this is completely almost different. We're talking, yeah, but you know, the point is that the guy was trying to, he was say you couldn't get these stocks,
right?
You know, everybody else could, but you're privy to it. Oh, so what kind of deals you had? Meanwhile, the guy's like, you know, we have a camera up our ass. Like me, I'm a financial advisor. All my stocks, investment stuff has to go to my compliance department. Like any investment I have has to go through my compliance department. They have to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be doing anything on the side and all that shit. And so we get disclosed. So the fact that it's disclosed everything. So it's just funny how, you know, watching that kind of thing. The guy's asking questions and he's sitting there with a thumb up his ass. He goes, yeah, because that's, if you own stock, you that's the people who are eligible to get it.
Mm.
So it's a tender offer kind of thing. And the guy's like, and you expect a, and he just was sitting there eating a dick. I thought it was great.
He sounds like Strother Martin in Cool Hand Luke.
Right.
What we have here,
that was,
is
that was
failure
the,
to communicate.
That was the impression I was kind of going with.
Yeah, he sounded just like him.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Well.
It's, yeah, man.
I'm just like him.
I'm a vocalist.
So this intellectual thing you got into with this cat, you just destroyed him, huh? Is that what it was?
Well, it wasn't that. It's just that, you know, nowadays people just want to be right. And they think they're going to persuade you to think their way. And people need to knock that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in yourself. You know what I mean? Think whatever the fuck you want, but, you know, don't worry about what the fuck I'm thinking.
Listen,
you know,
right,
is it
now,
hold on a second. No. Doesn't it kind of make? Doesn't it show like insecurity, in a sense, where you really need the acknowledgement on of your feelings on others?
Terrible.
Just think about that.
You
a
know
second.
How insecure I am, of course.
I'm not just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you won't feel good about your feelings unless someone else collaborates it.
If someone else acknowledges that. Or
right.
That, yeah, it confirms your beliefs.
Right.
It legitimizes you and what you're thinking.
Yeah.
As dumb as it may be.
Yeah, like, why is it
and
so...
And they get mad when you don't agree with them.
Right. Now, this is why all the shit's going on Facebook right now. That's why people are unfriending people, because there's fucking election,
yep.
Left and right, and I see it, and my... And
I've lost like 20 friends in the last...
And you know what? It's not bothering me, because...
No.
Every day, leave the guy alone. Let him do something. It's been 2 days. Let the fucking guy go to work. Stop with the Trump. Stop with the Ivanka. Stop with the Melania. Obama had to walk her up the front because
well,
he
of
left
people,
her opening. He'd open the door for her. Cut
I
the
a,
fuck out of
I
here.
Have a lot of... I have
the president.
I have a lot of people that are like making that comment. We talked about it yesterday on the show about the SNL writer who got indefinitely suspended.
Fired, yeah.
Yep.
Because of, you know,
for writing a joke about his son.
I don't care if you want. We got a story we're going to talk about today in segment two, but I may even do it before the end of this segment, where there was a woman on a plane that was berating this guy who was a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much you feel about something, to sit there and ruin somebody's day or get vocal about something because your ideological feeling.
Disrupt a plane of 265 people. It's, you know, this is not just you and somebody listening to this.
If
this
you think the well-being, let me, in this situation, you think you know more and more that the you know the for the better of the well-being of this country when you're sitting there disrupting a fucking plane ride. You know, you can't even be in public without fucking things up.
Right.
And you're going to start, you know, you think anybody wants to hear how you think the economy
right.
needs
tell,
to be fucking
tell
running?
Tell me how the world unfolds. When
shut
you, when
the fuck up.
And you're holding up a plane full of people wanting to go somewhere. And then, as you said, are you going to go into the story later?
Why don't we just do it now?
Well, go ahead. Why don't you read the story, man? Because it is frightening, man. And Elgin, it's just, listen, they did it to Ivanka, when she fucking flew down to South Florida for Christmas holiday with her family, some lunatic went off on her. Remember that story?
Yeah. And that, well, we said that guy's been ostracized. That guy's, he's deleted his whole social imprint. You know, he's not.
He's a piece of Schmidt.
All right.
She's a hot broad. She went to Wharton School of Business. She's no idiot.
Somebody said that, and part of that argument I had with somebody too, they're like, he's a reality star. I said, no, he's a Wharton grad and a billionaire.
Right. He was 60 when he became a reality star. He was 58 when he became a reality star, man. What did he do before that?
Yeah, here
for
we go.
40 years.
Assaulted me just for sitting down in the seat saying that I came here to celebrate today.
Is there going to be a problem?
Now, if you didn't get that, basically the guy sitting at the window seat, you know, he's got this crabby ass Miss Crabtree in between her and her fucking pussy ass husband to the right in the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically saying, this woman has been harassing me Whereas I'm, you know, on my day of celebration and mocking me.
Well, he was wearing a Trump shirt, correct?
Right. He's wearing something.
Got it.
You know, it's obvious that, you know.
She has called me names and insulted me just for sitting down in the seat saying that I came here to celebrate today.
Is there going to be a problem?
I would like for him to change seats with someone.
Now, if you didn't catch that, she goes, I would like to have him change seats with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Now, think about the audacity of doing that.
Demanding bitch. I
can only imagine what it would have been like if that had happened to Peter Leonard and how he would have handled it at that moment.
Wow.
Would you have gotten up? Would you have dropped the C word at this point?
Oh, please. I would take a pen and write it on her forehead. They could haul me out, but I'd have her imprinted on her fucking head.
I'm going to get somebody. Well, you don't have that right.
Yeah, this is great. This is the best part. She, you know, I want to have somebody. I want to have him move.
Oh, yeah, I would like for him to change.
I love that moment in time when somebody, at least in this position, God forbid, it's a flight attendant.
She checked her so hard.
That's that moment where I say where the Kool-Aid wears off.
Yeah.
Like where these people that have been living in this fucking dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just popped her bubble.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, you know, you don't have that right. Like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but...
Who the fuck are you?
You're a flying waitress, my dear. You're nothing but
you siding with this miserable fucking bitch?
No, of course not. Yeah, listen, I want her pushed through the window.
Somebody come and talk. You pretend you have the moral high ground, but you put that man's finger on the meat of your butt. That man doesn't believe in climate change.
She's sitting there looking at the guy, just shelling off the shit that she doesn't like about Trump. Get it? Whatever.
Here it is.
Yeah, you got to figure it. He doesn't believe. Do you believe in gravity? It's a theory. You got to hear.
You believe in gravity? Did you know gravity is just a theory?
Is she being serious?
Yeah, she's having this conversation with this poor kid who just wants to get home from the fucking inauguration.
She's tripping big time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a gentleman flight attendant comes over. Mm-hmm. It looks like a young, maybe Hispanic, black man. Mm-hmm. You know, he's sitting there, excuse me, ma'am, this is great. This even gets better.
Does he have a lisp?
I wish the audio was a little, you know. I don't know if you could get that. I wish the audio was fucking better. Listen.
Do you believe in gravity? Did you know gravity is just a theory?
She goes, grab. He goes, grab all your belongings. You're gonna go.
Right.
And then she goes, where?
Off the plane.
Meanwhile, her fucking husband, this Weasley looking bastard sitting next to her, he's got his hands over his chest. Like, yeah. He's, like, sitting here, like, oh, my God. Like, look at this fucking woman.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, I mean, boy. Now, is she a blue hair? She an older lady?
She looks like she's in her 60s.
The husband has white hair.
Yeah, they're, you know.
Okay. They're okay, so they're, oh, they've got to be Jewish, too, man.
Listen.
Liberals.
Don't be.
Well, I'm a Jew.
He goes, we're taking you off this plane right now. And she sits there like a child.
No.
No.
I
bought this seat and I'm sitting in it.
Wow.
What a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
He is in my space.
Any liberal, anybody, any of my friends that are liberals that watch this video and condone this, you know, and they can say, well, you know, Trump's an asshole. Because that's what people say. They're condoning the actions.
But look at her
because,
being an asshole.
But that's the point. This is the thing about hypocrisy that you're seeing. Now, here's the beauty of it. Here's the beauty of it. Because in real life, unless these people are in packs, in real life, it's going to show like these. Now, these people need to be recorded when this happens. Because when it's all said and done, these people need to be running on the Times Square fucking big screen.
Right. Embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
Yeah, the hall of shame.
Yeah. Right. You remember when you acted like this?
If they can have a hall
of shame. Oh my God, the Kool-Aid hasn't worn off yet.
That'd be a cool show.
I'm going home. My mother-in-law, his mother, died.
We have to get home, but in the meantime, I'm going to get into a completely improper political argument with the guy who's just happened to sit next to me.
Unnecessary.
And I'm in mourning because somebody died and I just want to be a fucking cunt.
And now I'm going back into the terminal.
Yeah.
With my bags.
I'm not going anywhere. Okay, now I'll be quiet. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little out of hand. This is great. I'm going to be at my mother-in-law's because she just died.
After being at my mother-in-law's funeral, she said, I'm going to be in my own bed tonight.
Yeah.
They just went to a funeral.
Isn't
she wants
great?
To demand respect, and she's not respecting now, this guy next to her.
If anything, again, there's more. Listen to this. Have the demand,
yeah, the
you know,
demand.
While she's holding up a plane with 150 people on it.
Yeah.
And she, you know, like, and listen, there should be something that's, like, acceptable, whether it's a man or a woman, that it's, like, an immediate, like, you know, maybe in like, crazy sex, you have a safe word. But there should be like some sort of action where if somebody's completely out of hand, you know, anybody around has the right to just like gag and fucking, you know, gag and tie these people. You know what I mean? Something. This is unbelievable. The husband is literally sitting there going, what if she just quiets down and we can.
He's so fucking great. They should switch seats.
Yeah, we heard. She probably killed herself because you wouldn't stop coming over.
Yeah.
And this is the end of that video. But they actually have another video where they see her. You know, she's the police come and she's talking to the police and she goes, she tries to spew some sort of attempt of law or like she actually knows something in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the guy says, ma'am, I don't work for the, I'm not here from the airline. I'm taking you off this plane.
Right.
Nice.
It is a federal offense if you disrupt the flight. It's almost, it's like a step below terrorism.
Right. Yeah. Now, they could arrest her, actually. She could be arrested
it
and
could
charged.
Be.
Absolutely.
Because you know how much money that flight can, you know how much the airlines can charge for that loss of time and all this kind of shit? It's amazing because you can't do that. You can't, no personal reason other than a medical emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I told you about shit pants.
I bet she was shitting her pants.
You remember the time I had the shit guy pants when I had first class on Delta, the guy flying from New Orleans? We had a fucking emergency land in Pensacola.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Because the guy shit all over himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he fucking sitting next to me, and he blamed the fat guy in the first seat.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like, I think it's him. Like, dude, it's fucking coming off you.
Right.
That's crazy.
So running down your leg.
Anyway, this is the Wake and Blade with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey-hoo.
And Elgin David.
Yep.
And we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullo with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Peter Leonard here and Elgin David.
Yeah.
And we're all lit up again. And this is our segment two where we're going to talk about scumbags of the day. Seems like there's more and more scumbags out there.
Peter Fogle here? Wait, who's Randy Singer?
He fits in that category.
Yeah. No, Peter Fogle's not a scumbag. Randy Singer, maybe.
No.
Chops.
That's the difference, right? There's scumbags.
Who else?
I don't know about that. I haven't spoken to that guy in a long time. So
what about that? Whatever happened to that other guy we used to hate? Alan Schumann. Remember Alan Schumann?
Well, I never hated him.
Shoe?
I just couldn't tolerate him.
I just couldn't
tolerate that kid anymore. I never had somebody.
You know who he is?
No.
You're lucky.
I never had somebody apologize to me so often over a period of years for being a dickhead. You know what I mean? It's like somebody, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I was, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was going through a weird time.
Right.
And yeah. Then, okay. It's called my from the time I was born till now.
Yeah.
You know, my entire fucking life. It all started when I
came
life.
Out of my mom's vagina.
Right. I've been a fucking moron since birth.
You know, it's just stupid. It's like always, you know, always apologize. The last time I was at a gig, I guess, L.A. Hardy's gig.
Yeah.
And this was after we had a show at Meatball Room.
Oh, okay.
And one of our shows at Meatball Room where John Fish was the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gone to high school with John. And, you know, he's asked me before about being at Tavolino's. He brought it up a couple times. And I said, look, you know, I've never seen you have an act. You know, what they used to tell him at the New York Comedy Club.
Right.
You know, Howard, you know, from the Comedy Club is like, you have no act, you know. And I said, dude, and he goes, yeah. But that was one of those nights. It was really weird because it was again, that was a challenging outdoor venue we had.
Ballroom, yeah, yeah.
There was a big fans when it was hot and it was mm-hmm. distracting. It was hard to, it was just.
People were eating dinner.
Yeah, it was full sake. Dinners, you know. They wouldn't eat before. And then the dinner show, you eat, and then the show starts after. Not,
right.
You don't eat, you know, fucking three courses in the middle of the show. Comedy. Fucking dented headed dude. Anyway, so that ran it.
Dean.
Yeah.
He had that hole on
that fucking guy. That guy, we had Joey Medina booked at that place, and we had Bob Levy booked, and he says to me, we're confirmed.
Right.
We're confirmed.
Oh, no.
So the go ahead goes. And then a week or week and a half, 2 weeks before, because I'm going out, it's like, oh, we didn't have that down. I go, what are you, fucking brain dead, dude? I go, right. we confirmed it. He goes, oh, well. I actually spoke to them, and I go, well, all right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say you thought it was confirmed, but then you went to confirm it, and they told you, why the fuck
right.
didn't you call me?
Learned a big lesson about contracts back then, didn't you?
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, so it was a challenging evening, yeah. And so this guy is not a comic. Whatever he's done, you know, he
cuts hair.
Yeah. He's a hairdresser. Hair. He's a hairdresser.
He's a so, Jewish... you know, married to a woman who apparently has done some terrible
Peter,
things
it
to
doesn't
him.
Matter.
Whatever.
He got divorced, by the way. He was divorced.
Yeah.
So he,
why does he have to do with anything?
I know.
Like, I don't know, because he's superfluous. He's a nebbish. No, I'm setting the fact that he's such a fucking nebbish.
It doesn't matter. He's a fucking schmeg. He's a,
right.
So he goes to the show. He's mm-hmm. there. So after the show, he brings up, you know, hey, I'd like to come out and do Tavolino's. And I said, look, I can't. You know, you're really not an act. And, you know, you don't really... And he has the nerve to then say to me, he's like, well, look, I mean, look at what you did tonight. You know, that wasn't very, you know.
Wow.
So I said, first of all, you know, the fact that you're not even a comic, you're somebody who grabs a mic and tries to act like one.
Scream. Let's totally scream together. Let's scream together.
Yeah, let's scream. Let's get it out. Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
I wanted to fucking throw him off the stage. I swear
so,
I really did.
You know. So, and I said, here's the second thing. If you really want to try to get in with somebody, you know what I mean? The last thing you want to do is make fun of their comedy or what the fuck they're doing.
Call, it's an you expression, know, call your baby ugly. Call the baby ugly.
Yeah.
I hate to call the baby ugly, but that's what I, you know? That's when I talk to a client and they've done something wrong, I say, listen, I hate to call the baby ugly, but, you know. You
it's true, though. So,
Island episode. Look at the baby.
So this was once, this happened after a couple other apologies, another similar stupid shit with this fucking kid. So enough about that guy.
Mm.
You know, now let's talk about some scumbags. Now, there's a difference. There's assholes, there's dickheads.
Yeah.
And there's scumbags. And scumbags can be of gender. It can go in both genders, right? You could be a scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Hold on. Now, ask the magic eight ball if Dougie's a scumbag.
All right, let's shake it.
Yeah.
Is Dougie a scumbag? It said, my sources say no.
There you go. See?
See
you
got to
trust the fucking eight ball.
Is. Peter a scumbag. A scumbag.
That's gotta be, here we yes. go. I'll put money on it.
It says, shake it up. Come on. Concentrate and ask again.
Hmm.
Is Peter Leonard a scumbag?
And you know the eight ball has final word.
Yes, it says really big. Yes.
I had money on it. Come on, boys. Drop it up.
There just, you go.
Yes, absolutely.
There we go. Here's somebody who can join you. Woman, woman kidnapped. It's actually a chick, so you won't. You know, at least you can
good
be
company.
Scumbags together.
Good fucker.
Woman kidnapped, beat, robbed, and robbed a man she met online for sex. Now, first of all, do you feel bad for a guy who goes on? Sometimes you get what you pay. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't feel bad if a guy does that. I mean, everybody wants to just get laid, but, mm-hmm. You know, it's a little shady.
You call over for legitimate service.
I said, listen, every time I've done that, a man was kidnapped, beaten, and robbed by a woman and two accomplices after he arranged to meet her for sex at a Tamarack hotel. Well, there you go. You're in fucking Tamarack.
Right.
Wow.
Those of you who don't know, that's a little place right from city, adjacent to where I am in Coral Springs.
South of Margate, right?
It's basically,
a little west.
It basically borders Coral Springs, Tamarack, and Margate. Mm-hmm. The woman, 30-year-old Jesse Nicole Rodriguez, was arrested Sunday on several charges, including grand theft, battery, illegal use of credit card, and possessions of cocaine.
Jesus.
According to the Broward Sheriff's Office report.
One of your people, Elson.
The victim.
Rodriguez.
Yeah. You know her? You recognize the name?
I don't actually. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Shocked.
I can't confirm nor deny if I know who that is.
Yeah. There's so many of them at that name. The victim, who doesn't want to be identified, we figured, said he wanted a steamy night when he responded to an ad on Backpage.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Quote, I just said I was dying this moment. Like, for a while, I was so humiliated. I mean, it's like a nightmare, the guy said. Rodriguez, alleged accomplice, 27-year-old Kevin Ravi Ramnarine. You know him?
No.
Was arrested on charges of aggravated assault and deadly weapon, grand theft, possession of codeine, and possessions of cannabis. Boy, they had a party. A second accomplice, 23-year-old Latrice Lenore.
Mm. Latrice.
Was taken into custody, but the charges against her were unknown. According to the arrest report, the victim went to an extended stay hotel on West Commercial Boulevard. A woman he met on Backpage, Rodriguez, led him into the room and started performing sexual acts on him. What's that, like a Rip Taylor song?
Yeah.
Him before tying his wrists with a cell phone cord. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to go on Backpage, you're going to do something like that. The minute somebody says, hey, I got an idea, let's tie you up. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's do that. But in the meantime, put my gun in my hand.
Right.
You could tie my hands up, but just put, you know.
In the front, not the back.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you could tie one of my wrists and then, you know. Rodriguez then went through his pockets and removed $180 in cash, his wallet, cell phone, and car keys. Oh, yeah, and an old quarter.
He had his Buick LeSabre stolen?
Come on, he had a fucking Pontiac Firebird.
His Dodge Dart.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Probably, and that doesn't say how old the guy is. I guarantee he was in his 60s.
He was also against his will, and she struck him in the face several times, said demanding the PIN number for his credit card, like George Costanza.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to get a lot of money out of my bank account. She took my card. She took my car keys, my cell phone, whatever. Wow, poor dude.
So what happened?
She then called an accomplice, Anor, who took her debit card, nearby bank, but was declined when she tried to take money out of the victim's account, she reports said. The two women then walked the victim to the bank where he was forced to withdraw $200.
Do you want to know something special?
All this for $200.
Listen to this.
Well, I would fucking fly to Maryland for
$200. You know that if you put your PIN number in backwards?
It's not true.
Huh? It's not true?
No, it's a fallacy.
Is it a fallacy?
It's a fake story.
Did you hear that? BS. I know what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, they're supposed to alert, like, it shuts your account down and alerts the cops or some shit.
That's not true.
No. Doesn't work? Yeah, it's a James Bond movie.
Fake.
Oh, well.
Now, here's the thing. What kind of guy is this that where women are being able to manhandle this fucking guy in the streets? You know, you're in the street by your ATM. Help! You start flooding around like an idiot.
At 2 o'clock in the morning in the middle of Tamarack? Who's out there, man?
Hmm.
They're next to an extended stay.
As they were walking back to the, they took out $200. As they were walking back to the hotel, they were met by a random Marine who took the victim back to the hotel room. In the room, he threatened the victim, saying he would shoot and kill him. The woman came back, and the victim was driven to a nearby CVS in his car. Rodriguez grabbed makeup and $200 in Visa gift cards. Wow. You think this is their first rodeo?
Now, see, I would walk into the CVS and just start knocking shelves down. That's what you do. You just start fucking throwing shit around, knocking shit down, let the store see what's going on. It's all videotaped now, and boom. Then they call the play, hit the alarm system, and boom. But you're right. You don't succumb to that bullshit.
Rodriguez grabbed makeup, all that kind of shit, and walked up to the counter. He tried to grab his cell phone, and a scuffle ensued. The report said Rodriguez and Armin fled the store in the victim's car, and the victim had the store call authorities. Well, it's about time. Deputies responded to the CVS, and then the hotel where they found Rodriguez still in the room. What a fucking
what
idiot.
A moron.
Well, the two, yeah.
But the checkout wasn't until 11, so do you blame
him? Yeah,
them?
I mean, listen, you had a late checkout.
Yeah, and they were watching something on HBO.
So
they had HBO in the room in a nice flat screen, which they were still trying to take off the wall.
And to get back to the reverse pin thing, it's actually a hoax that was created back from 2006.
Really?
So, and then it just
I wonder how many people got killed at the ATM because the thing kept declining and the guy said, you motherfucker.
Right.
Try to put the thing in backwards. All right, you ready for another scumbag?
Yeah.
Fortune teller fined for brainwashing client into becoming a prostitute.
Repeat that slowly, man, because that's something else.
Yeah.
I love that. Let me hear that again.
Yeah, you will. And,
I love that.
Yeah, fortune teller fined for brainwashing client
wow.
into becoming a prostitute.
That's unreal.
Just fined, not thrown in jail, not yeah. fucking, just a fine. We'll do it again. Here, Elgin, here's the eight ball.
Yeah.
Be a fortune teller.
Yeah.
And then, can you send me on be a prostitute?
I see in your future.
A cock in your mouth.
Big things in front of you.
Right. Oh, big thing. That's good, Dougie.
Wow. Thanks for give me a quarter. I'll tell you a fortune for one woman in Japan. A trip to the fortune teller turned into a very, very dark future. A Tokyo fortune teller has been fined over $800,000.
Wow.
Not yen.
No, $800,000.
That's a lot of money.
Jesus. What a I'd rather go to jail for brainwashing a woman into believing that she owed the supposed psychic money. In order to pay off her alleged debt, the woman became a prostitute.
Wow.
This is the one pimp that doesn't have to stay, say, biatch. Better have my money. Because she already knows. Tokyo District Court ruled that the clairvoyant took advantage of a client over several years, a named client. Again, another person doesn't want to...
Several years?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And began seeing the fortune teller in 2008 and quickly became dependent on her advice for life decisions, both major and minor. By 2011, the nefarious relationship led to the fortune teller convincing the victim to move into an apartment that she owned.
Wow.
And blow me every morning.
Say major or minor. Major or minor decisions, like anal or straight.
Yeah. Okay, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to give me head. And then once you go brush your teeth and floss, you're going to come back and we're going to have anal sex. Not that it mattered that you had a floss. Judge Sotaro Tamuro said that the fortune teller fueled the woman's fears by leading her to believe that she owed her a lot of money.
You know what the judge said?
What?
Tamuro, I'll fuck you, Tamuro. Let's not jail this bitch right now.
This need to pay off large sums of money then led the victim to work in the sex industry as a street prostitute. Hope that's not somebody who sits on the street. In Tokyo from 2011 to 2013...
That's terrible.
Were you traveling in Tokyo at any time of that? You may have banged her. While the victim worked as a prostitute and gave all her earnings, all of them, totaling $790,000 over the years.
Thank God she didn't smoke cigarettes. She wouldn't be able to afford them, turning all her money over like that.
Over
she had an allowance or something?
She was forced to live on as a little as $1 a day.
$1.
Wow.
But you know what? What's a bowl of rice cost in Japan?
Yeah,
you know what that
shit
cost? You throw a little piece of fish on top.
It's delicious.
Probably got change for that. Off your dollar, right?
Yeah, probably.
Now,
I'm telling you.
Is this something that you think that you would keep from like visiting a fortune? Like, I've never been to a fortune. Ever, it's like any city you're in, you always see this light on somewhere that says fortune teller and it's open. It's like 1 in the morning and you're like, what the fuck? Maybe I should just go in there and fuck around.
Yeah, I always see them everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no
gypsies.
Way. I never want, I don't want to go in there.
They're gypsies, man.
I know I'm going to get worked. I know that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the next thing you know, you're fucking blowing somebody.
No, but you know, it's that whole thing with
I knew I shouldn't have stopped.
I see a woman. I see you with a woman. Yeah. Well, I have a woman. Yes, I knew that. She's really lovely.
Someone in your life recently died.
She has breasts.
Like in the last 2 to 10 years.
Yeah.
No, you have someone in your life that's very important to you. That's true,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're close to you, but you feel like you might be losing them, like they're slipping away.
Oh my God,
oh my
you
God,
know me.
You know me, yes. And you drive a blue car.
Right.
Yeah. Give me your money.
Lady Cleo, man.
Yes.
You sleep. Okay. Every time I say, pay me more money, you're going to give me dollar bills. Okay. And awaken. Yeah. Hypnotist.
Every time I say, dumb bitch.
What?
Well, you know, listen, that's, would you ever get hypnotized? Like, I've gone into, like deep,
like deep
meditation mode where I, you know, kind of went into another world just through deep breathing and that kind of shit. But I've never had somebody hypnotize me. You know what I mean?
Have.
Yeah.
To quit smoking. In,
right.
In the early 70s, man, like 73, 4, my uncle was actually like a hypnotherapist and a psychologist, psychiatry. The guy was a brilliant guy. And he hypnotized me, and I quit smoking for 7 years.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I was thoroughly under. I think I was. But it's not that stuff that they, it's just all relaxation exercises. It's all just, everything's getting heavy. Everything is hard to breathe. Your chest is heavy. Your eyes are heavy.
Did you ever wake up with your jaw hurting?
No, but my ass hurt. My pants were on backwards, and my ass hurt for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, my zipper was always caught.
In the back, yeah.
Well, here's our last scumbag of the day. Video shows attorney hypnotizing a woman for sex.
Oh, see? Another hypnosis?
Yeah, another guy. And these tricky motherfuckers. A disturbing video was released of a lawyer in Northeast Ohio using hypnosis on a female client so that she could take advantage, or he could take advantage of her sexuality.
Now, does it say what kind of attorney he was?
In November 2014, a woman wearing a hidden camera sat down in Sheffield office of a divorce attorney.
Ah.
Yeah.
Boy. Preying on women who are already worried about losing their homes, feeding their children, fucking they don't work or whatever, and how are they going to support themselves, and blah, blah, blah. They're vulnerable. So what did he do, man?
Well, like you just said, he took advantage of them, right? I think you just set up the whole thing.
No, I just said what how their how their mindset is, and then what did he do?
Let's take a deep breath. One more time. Okay, I got to calm down. Let's do this together. And as they draw together, at the count of one, you're going to feel a wave of relaxation. And two, you're going to feel really comfortable and really safe. And three, sleep. Deeper and deeper. One, two, three, sleep. Deeper and deeper. One, two, three, sleep. Each time I say the word sleep, you're going to go deeper and deeper, 10 times deeper. One, two, three, sleep. One, two, three, sleep.
In September 2016, Vine pled guilty to putting 5 other women in similar trances.
Nice. You think this, you know, this guy ought to do now is like sell the technology.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Sell the method. Yeah. Like mystery. Remember that guy? He broke the code of like how to talk to girls with he had his technique.
Right.
So this guy should sell this technique.
So this guy, like, you know, this guy's got, he's got like a better record than Wilt Chamberlain. This guy's had more chicks. Yeah, think about it. Okay, listen. Like, this guy is like the Cosby without the fucking drugs. Right?
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this guy, I mean, ugh.
Prosecutors say the victim with the hidden camera went to police when she realized she had lost track of time after a previous meeting and her clothing was disheveled.
It was either that or I got picked up by a UFO.
And 1, 2, 3, sleep. Every time I say the word pleasure, you cannot constrain or hold yourself back. Your entire body is a vessel of pleasure.
Gets her to have an orgasm.
Wow.
Right, he's not sitting there sticking his thumb up her ass.
But the one that's on the tape, right?
Right.
He gets arrested in the video, yes?
Oh, yeah.
So do you think that one was like a setup? She was faking it?
Oh, you mean like was she like acting like, you think he was like, holy shit, this is like really easy today.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Are you sure you're up near hypnosis? What a fucking idiot. Well, there you go. That's our last scumbag of the day. Divorce attorney who says, listen, I'm going to help you with this. Just unbutton your blouse a little bit and breathe in 10 times.
You know what? I think a telltale sign was the fact that he had one of those paper roller things across his couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He said, sit on the couch. You know, like in the doctor's office, he just, you know, you're going to get it wet. He doesn't ruin a goddamn leather couch.
With paper? You're going to keep it from getting wet with paper?
Well, I don't know. The thick paper that they use in a doctor's office.
I think they do that for germs and shit. I don't think that has to do with...
It could be germs, too. There's skid marks on his fucking couch.
Well, you know.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what... But you know, you tell me, you know, going to get, you know, they're having sex. I don't. You ever watch a porn? They put paper on the fucking couch.
They should.
Yeah. You ever see some of those porns and the spitting and all the shit that's going on? And then you're like, man, I'd be really pissed. Yeah, you can use my house to film the porn. Sure. Meanwhile, gobble, gobble, gobble. You know, hey, that's my fucking suede couch.
I've never been with a girl who said gobble, gobble.
No, they don't say it. They just...
Well, with you, it's more like snivel, snivel.
All right, calm down
there.
What
they're doing there.
Well, you want to be a dick to everybody today. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show here with Peter Leonard.
The scumbag.
That's right. Well, you know, we're not giving you that one. And Elgin David.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. This isn't the scumbag section anymore. This is just, you know, just stories that are like, you know. Well, this story, I don't know if it's funny, but, you know, I see things like this happen. Well, not like this, but similar things happen. But photo shows $20 million that feds found hidden in a bed.
What?
Jesus. Look,
this is what $20 million stuffed in a bed looks like.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Imagine you're like driving by like somebody's house and there's a fucking mattress.
Talk about a sleep number. Talk about a sleep number. That. 20 million. What's your sleep number? 20 mil.
20 mil. A new image released by the U.S. Attorney's Office on Monday shows $20 million in cash that authorities found stashed in a box in Massachusetts in an apartment. The money is believed to be linked to a $1 billion pyramid scheme involving Telex Free, a Massachusetts-headquartered company that claimed to provide internet phone services. Authorities allege that it was a pyramid scheme that operated from January 2012 to March of 2014. Telex purported to aggressively market its VoIP, voice over internet protocol service, by recruiting thousands of promoters to post ads for the product on the internet. Now, I don't know if you ever had anybody come up to you and says, here, you're going to sell these Visa gift cards?
No.
You're like, it's like you make a lot of these, hey, I make $1,000 a week. I'm like, yeah, working around the street selling something. Like, they give you $25 and you give them a $50 Visa gift card.
Right.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fucking scam. They go on it and it only has like $10.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a fucked up thing. And it's like the old days when those people would pull up to you in the parking lot when you got out to go to the store.
Yeah,
in those vans.
You want the surround sound speakers?
Yeah, I got these speakers.
What are these speakers?
But the plants, the trees. All right. Hey, want to buy some trees? I got some trees.
No, but can we stick to my story? Fucking the music guy, the speakers.
Yeah.
And so where do we go with the speakers? I need you to be part of that story because I know it's something you would help with, Peter.
Speakers.
Like they come up to you and they sell. They have a white van. They say, mm-hmm. I got these speakers. I'm delivering this shit. I can't find the place. I got extra ones. They overloaded my van and they give you these huge, big woofers and everything. And fuck, they look great. Now, those speakers look pretty impressive, right?
Right.
The shell and casing, but the wiring was all fucked up. And if you ever try to hook it up, it would fry in a week. You know, and you spend what, $100?
Yeah, the whole system. I'll give you this whole set for, and they want 100 at first, but they'll sell it to 50 because it's not worth 10.
Yeah,
right. I can't.
How
do 100.
How many you get stuck with?
What happened?
How many you get stuck with?
Speakers.
Yeah,
like 8 speakers, like 5 that go around the thing, one that goes under the TV.
No, he's asking you how many times you got caught doing that.
8 times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Idiot. Yeah, you know, it was always funny, you know, and my. You know, my brothers, you know, when it happened, and you treat them like, get the fuck out of here. Right? You know? Yeah, don't give me your spiel. It's like when you get these solicitation calls on your cell phone now. Like this one guy calls about the pharmaceutical drugs.
I tell him I want everything.
Right?
I recorded it. Did you hear
right?
I recorded one. I think I sent it to you. Did you get my... I had a guy, I was recording a commercial in the studio the other day. I got that call from an Indian, and he... starts selling me. I said, listen, so I put him on speakerphone and I told the kid to record this shit. I have it. You got to hear it. It's unbelievable.
Hmm.
And it was, I had him ordering everything. I said, I need Cialis, Viagra. I said, I need I said, do you have
I need 2 years supply of Viagra.
Oh, this. It was. I said, here's my credit card number. GFY yourself. You fucking asshole. Yeah. And he said, what are you doing to me? I said, it was great. I'll send it to you. So funny.
Well, here's a story. We had a story. Didn't we have, were you guys here? We had the story about the guy who was actually filled syringes of semen and was going around squirting
people. Yeah.
Stabbing
well,
people in the ass.
I don't know if this guy is a copycat in a sense, but Florida.
Cocky cat.
Florida creep 27 busted for squirting hair conditioner.
Oh, jeez.
On backsides of women at shopping, women who are shopping at Target.
Oh, my God.
So this is a visual thing for this
so
guy.
So he was literally having Target practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multitasking pervert is behind bars after Florida cops arrested him for masturbating as he squirted hair conditioner on the buttocks area female shoppers of Targets at a Target. Brian DeJean Boyd arrested Sunday afternoon in connection with series of vile encounters at a Target in Tampa. Store surveillance video recorded Boyd knowingly and intentionally squirting white in the color hair conditioner on the back and buttocks areas of four unsuspecting females who, oddly enough, had smooth asses after that.
Yeah.
Boyd has his sweatpants pulled down away from the waist area and was stroking what appeared to be his penis or a very big, large remote. When confronted by sheriff's deputy, the 6'1", 300-pound Boyd pulled away from the cop and escaped from Target. He was subsequently apprehended and charged with six misdemeanors, including four counts of battery and indecent exposure.
Damn.
Wow. Maybe they just had split ends. He was just trying to help out.
Yeah. I'm not jerking off. I'm a hairdresser.
I always cut hair with my hand in my dick.
That's right.
You know,
my dick in my hand.
They do say that sperm is good for your hair.
Yeah.
Do they say
look
that?
At Elgin.
Well.
What about that blonde thing in your hair? You still got it?
Yeah, it's still in there.
I see it. Put your hat on. I couldn't see.
Now, you ever had a DUI?
Never.
Never? Me no, never and ever? No.
Nope.
Michigan man, 54-year-old Michigan man, arrested 14th time for drunk driving.
That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, Michigan man was, rap sheet includes 13 convictions of drunk driving, has again been arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
He has some bad luck.
Monkey?
Zenon, no, a white guy. Looks like a white supremacist, actually. Look at him. He could be like a grand
he's
wizard.
Drunk. Oh, boy. He looks like a typical
alcoholic. He looks like a guy who you'd see riding the bus.
And by the way, that
and
is...
And now you will.
Yeah.
And by the way, that is very, you know, terrible to say that.
I know.
You know, it's horrible, by the way.
It's a joke.
Zenon Bilacour, 54, was nabbed Friday after a sheriff's deputy pulled him over for running a traffic signal.
Oh, no.
Upon taking the driver to the deputy, determined that he was intoxicated. Subsequent reports check revealed biker's 13 convictions. Now, here's the, I mean, what are you going to do in that? The guy probably doesn't have a valid license anymore.
Dude, he's obviously somebody who has a drinking problem.
You know, he probably was driving without a license, you know, that or insurance. You can't
go in jail, right? Payment. I mean, isn't he like a reckless, like he's got to be put away.
Yeah.
It's supposed to
he needs to be Baker acting.
Three DUIs.
Yeah,
and you're three DUIs and you're in jail, period. My friend Vinny, poor bastard, man. They counted a DUI from 6 years ago in New York. He got caught a second DUI in Boca like 2 years ago. This guy had to do 6 months. A 52-year-old guy has, you know, a legitimate dude, had to, you know, which is terrible. But he shouldn't be drinking and driving. So,
yeah.
Period.
If you're going to do it well. Just don't get caught, you know.
Listen, there's so many alternatives, Doug, between Lyft and Uber. And, you know, if you call...
Actually, in all states, the first offense DUI is classified as a misdemeanor and punishable by up to 6 months in jail.
Yeah. They always say it's about $10,000 out of your pocket.
10 to 15 now to get out of a good DUI, man.
Fostorio, a 10-year-old boy drives to store, speeds away in police chase.
10 years old. How does his feet reach the pedal?
Fostorio, Ohio, an erratic speeding driver who led an Ohio officer on a brief pursuit turned out to be a 10-year-old boy who took his parents' car without permission.
Oh,
like
no.
They would have said yes.
Yeah.
And drove 11 miles to a nearby city to shop at a convenience store.
What?
With whose credit card?
An officer in Fostoria, roughly 40 miles south of Toledo, tried to stop a driver who wasn't using headlights and kept braking.
I actually thought it was a headless car. He said, look, there's a runaway car. The kid's head didn't reach the fucking window.
Sunday morning, the vehicle took off at 70 miles per hour.
Oh, boy.
The vehicle eventually struck a curb and stopped in a restaurant parking lot where the officer was surprised to discover the driver was just a child.
Wow. He was shaving at the time, by the way. That's why he was distracted driving.
Nobody was hurt. At one point, he far exceeded speed limits. Beside himself, placed a lot of people in serious danger, yes. His parents have not been charged, but the juvenile court, yeah, that kid, I always said that something like that happened, like, before he got a license. Like, that was my dad, just because my dad used to fix, you know, as an auto mechanic. Sometimes he'd bring cars home, you know, the people, he's fixing the cars, and sometimes there'd be badass cars sitting outside the house, and the key is sitting right there. Like, I took a badass Jaguar for a fucking spin all the way down Southgate Boulevard by where the old Don Carter's bowling alley was. I got that thing up to about 120 miles an hour going down Southgate.
Wow.
You know, I was like 15. Hadn't fixed it yet. He hadn't fixed it. The brake, there's a brake problem.
Dude, the funniest, I ended up in the Everglades. It was a bad, like a fucking muscle car Mustang.
Jesus.
And I took it for a fucking spin and it stalled on Rock Island in Atlantic.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I had to call my dad.
He must have been
thrilled. What car are you in? Your clients.
Oh, no.
He must have been thrilled.
You know what? You could get me in trouble. Yeah.
Dad, you did a bad job fixing this car.
Dad, I don't know.
I stalled out.
I'm going to talk to this guy. There's no way you should be fixing cars.
There's no way he should be paying you. I'm going to, unless you pick me up, I'm going to tell this guy not to pay you.
Yeah.
The car's fucked up.
Yeah, I took two. I
stole
that
twice. That was and a the
bad,
tire fell off.
Bad ass Jaguar.
Yeah.
And, you know, that Southgate goes all the way down there. And that's,
yeah.
But this is, you know, shit, this was 30-something years ago.
So it was way different than it is now.
Yeah, I mean, it was dark. It was just a road you used to go down there and race. Yeah, that's weird.
That must have been so much fun.
Yeah. And it got to, like, back where the sawgrass is now, where it hits, that was all, like, just wooded area.
Right.
But there was a road. But you'd go down there, and you'd where the people kind of fish now, and we'd go there and get fucked up when we were high school, you know, bring out the old beers and hang out there in that, you know, right there at the edge of the Everglades.
You probably feel like you're at the edge of the world at that point.
Yeah, I got a pretty good, I think
30 years ago there was a lot less light pollution, a lot less built, like there was nothing over there past what would you say is the furthest
like Carl
west
Square,
road?
Like where the Carl Springs Mall is.
Okay, so
like, let's call
University?
That Riverside University, that's kind of as far as it went.
That's it.
And then nothing out west.
And you had like dirt roads and some neighborhoods.
See, now that's crazy.
You know, but that was it.
That must have been really cool.
We used to, when in one of the martial arts schools I used to train when I was in 15, 14, 13, we used to get where before the Carl Square Mall was there. It was like the road Riverside and Atlantic Boulevard were there, but it was like a forest. It was like there was just trees, and so we used to do ninja training at like 1 a.m. He used to take us out there, and we'd get a team on one end of the road and one on like where University and Atlantic is now, and one where Riverside, you know, and we would somehow try to get through to each side without getting stabbed
by the other person's
or being
sword.
Seen or take no weapon, but it would be like, you know, you wouldn't
sneaking
fu- yeah you would just play, you would
like
try
stealth.
To go, yeah, if you got seen and somebody saw you, you're out kind of thing. It was fucking cool. She was one
that
in the morning,
cool.
I'm 13, 14 running through the woods.
Yeah,
fucking sticker bushes. Fucking sticker bush. You ever had a sticker bush falling, you know, like, ever had that
oh
shit?
yeah
fucking, I remember riding a bicycle, jumping off a curb and landing in a neighbor's shitty lawn that had fucking sticker bushes.
Oh, God.
To tell this guy,
those
man.
Those little
pointy
holly
like,
looking things?
Yeah. They stick to your, and they itch like shit. They make you itch for like a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember the neighbor, that's how bad this guy's lawn was. He had sticker bushes in it. And we were little kids, like, you got sticker bushes. You know, who the fuck has sticker bushes? Anyway. Right.
He's raising them.
Speaking of idiots, burglary suspect left keys, cell phone at the scene.
Wow.
Hey, anybody see my keys?
The prostitute stole them.
Stratford, Connecticut, a man suspected of breaking into a Connecticut animal hospital looking for drugs made it easy for the police to track him down. He left his keys and cell phone behind. The Connecticut Post reports that the police responded to a burglary alarm at the Penn Hospital in Stratford recently to find a rear window broken in blood on the window frame. So he also left some DNA. Inside, police say they found a trail of blood on the floor along with keys and a phone. And they said it appears that the burglar was looking for drugs. Well, that or a puppy. Yeah. Police traced the phone to a 31-year-old Nicholas Bruner.
Yeah, because he called the phone and said, hey, you guys got my phone?
Anybody find my phone? And charged him with third-degree burglary and second-degree criminal mischief. He is free on a $10,000 bond. How does this moron have know somebody who's got 10 grand? You go to a bondsman, they only got a couple of $1,000 bucks, right?
10%,
and they cover the bond.
Right.
Yeah.
So
bond. James Bond.
What? Bond.
But then you got Dog coming down to get you if you don't pay him back.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You ever seen a movie, with Robert De Niro. He's a bounty hunter. It's the most unbelievable.
Oh, and, you know, and
Midnight Run
and
James Grodin.
Grodin, yeah, great movie.
Oh my God, it's one of the Charles Grodin, one of the best Charles movies ever, man. It's
Charles
so funny.
Grodin's like the accountant for the mafia, and Robert De Niro is a bounty hunter. And he finds him, and all these he's kind of compete with other bounty hunters,
right?
And the mafia that's trying to get at him.
It's
and shit.
A great. My brother in law cast that movie.
Yeah,
Michael Chinnish. Yeah,
but fuck De Niro. He's a fucking stupid political. Who no one wants to hear him anymore. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of, you know, L.A.
Oh,
by the way, California, there's more and more talk about them seceding from the United States and
what?
Being their own country.
What?
Which, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It'd be interesting. I mean, it'll never happen, but.
Is that for real?
No, it's true. I mean, there's more and more talk. Like, Texas wanted to do it for a while. There was Texas saying when Obama was in office, they were basically saying they wanted to secede. And, yeah.
Can they do that?
I think you can.
Wow.
Well, there's a process to do it.
Yeah.
You know. Valentine's Day is coming up. I got so much shit coming up. Like, you know, I got my birthday coming, big birthday coming up in April.
Yeah.
Kind of shit,
it's
but,
a big
you know,
one, right? 60?
But Valentine's Day, which at least me and my wife are at that stage where we just spend the night, we have dinner. You know, it's not like I got to go buy jewelry
don't even
and
fuck
shit.
Anymore, right? It's...
No, we fuck plenty.
Oh, see?
Yeah. And when I'm about to come, I think about I picture your face,
wow. And then, see, oh, I
then,
knew
I,
you
then
loved
I can
me.
Then I can hold back.
I knew he loved
I can
me.
Get an extra 5 minutes out of it.
That's awesome.
Roses, question. Try roaches for an unusual Valentine's Day gift.
Roaches.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Roaches.
Roaches.
Like cockroaches.
Not like smoking roaches.
Okay.
Wow.
New York. Roses are red, violets are blue. How about having a roach named for you?
Oh, wow.
The Bronx Zoo is offering people the chance to name one of its Madagascar hissing cockroaches. Yeah, that's what you want your wife to... you remind me of a hissing cockroach.
Yeah.
in honor of someone for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So only one person's going to win this chance?
Right.
And you have to pay to enter it?
Honey, listen, this is going to be great. For $200, we enter your name. And they're going to call that hissing cockroach the Maybell. Mm. The zoo in New York started offering the Name a Roach program back in 2011 as a fun way to fundraise. For $10, recipients get an emailed certificate telling them one of the insects from the world's largest roach species has been named for them this year.
Everyone gets a roach named after them for $10. Right, that's what I get. Go ahead.
This year, the zoo is also offering to send along chocolates or a Madagascar cockroach plus toy for higher donations.
Huh.
No worries about there not being enough roaches to go around. The museum said it had thousands of them in the exhibition.
They don't tell you that the chocolate they're sending you is a chocolate cockroach.
Yeah.
It's like they take the roaches.
It's some of their offspring.
I've seen them before.
Chocolate
and,
roaches?
And also like sour cream or ranch roaches.
Yeah.
And crickets also.
Yeah, the crickets.
Crickets are supposed to be delicious.
Yeah.
I had this wackadoo fucking my Spanish teacher in Flagler College.
Mm-hmm.
She was a weirdo. She was like an English lady that spoke Spanish. She lived in Central America and shit. And, you know, I my Spanish is from Spain. You know, my mom's...
Castilian.
You know, yeah.
It's Castilian.
No, not that's...
No?
Not,
isn't it?
No.
What is it then?
It's whatever. It's like King Spanish. You're right. And it's not Catalonian, right?
That's
what I'm thinking of, the French mix.
Castilian.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, South American Spanish, and so it's like any dialects... Colombia to Peru, it's different. Some of the different words.
Yeah, Puerto Rican Spanish is there,
it's
way
all
different too.
So, you know, so she would had, you know, she had a certain way of speaking. She tried to kick me out of the class for cheating. And with this, I was one of the first guys to win an appeal at Flagler College. I fucking stuffed her in the appeal board.
Wow.
There was a guy on the board that spoke Spanish, and I started speaking Spanish to him. He had character witnesses all come and everything. Mm. And then I ended up talking to one of the guys, he goes, "Where are you from?" And he told me, he goes, "Can we speak in Spanish?" I go, "Yeah, blah, 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 blah." And he looks at the, he goes, what would you make you think this guy is cheating in your Spanish class? He speaks better than you. You know, it was like the fucked up. But I had written on my folders. I was like, one day I ran out of paper and I had some verb endings. I just wrote on my folder, like on the inside part over on the side.
Right.
So it was on the floor, like below, not even like out in the, you know, it was below me. And she hated me. She used to hate me because I was a soccer guy. You know what I mean? She comes, "You, what are you doing?" I go, "What?" And I'm like, even when I go, "What the fuck?"
Well,
I'm
when she
back.
Said that, you said below me.
Yeah,
she
I said, you know, chopla mi pinga.
No, she said, below me. He said, no, it's below me, below me.
It was a misunderstanding.
Right.
Anyway, her English was terrible. But she was weird. She actually had this big-ass cockroach that was jewelry.
What?
It was a cockroach with like gold, gold armor thing around it.
Oh, okay. But
like put in a casing of some sort of jewel.
Mm-hmm.
And it with a little chain locked up to one of the buttons on the shirt.
That was her pet.
And it walked around her fucking lapel area.
Oh, she's
no,
so
you're
bad.
Joking.
No, I swear to God.
This sounds like this the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No.
This is a chick who's sick, bro.
You're putting us on.
No,
how
I'm telling you.
How old was this woman?
She was 50s? In her late 50s, yeah.
That's it.
She had a roach in a clear little dome.
No, it was like, if you looked at it, it was like gold or some sort of jewelry type thing. Like I can only think of like a suit that they put, like, they
I get
put
like
the fucking
a,
thing
what
in.
What is it called? A brooch or something?
Yeah,
a
pin? Something like that.
But it was inside of it?
A roach brooch.
There was a roach brooch. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a roach. It was like, in other words, the roach had like on an armor, suited armor, had this thing, the jewelry on it. Like, I don't know, when we were kids, we used to catch dragonflies.
Yes.
And we used to cut little paper mache things out, like little helicopters. Like, we used to make them look like little helicopters. And you would catch the thing and you would put it on the top of the dragonfly, and then the dragonfly would fly away, and it looked like a little paper helicopter.
I never did that before in my life. So this woman dressed up the fucking roach?
No, yeah, the roach had the jewelry on it. Like, they take the roach, and they place this gold jewelry with a little emerald and some little shing, and the fucking thing would walk around on it, or a lapel.
Had a chain. Yeah. Had a chain attached to the little
exactly,
hole,
and it would just sit there and move around. It wasn't like, you know, I don't know.
Did it shit?
Yeah, he was a roach. I don't know if you could tell when a roach shits.
I was just looking that up, man.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, man.
Pet roaches in gold leaf.
Yeah.
That's
woman.
A sick fucking sick situation.
That's what I'm saying, you know? It was always funny because we were like in the back going, it wouldn't be funny if somebody walked and go, hey, there's something on your... Killed the fucking roach.
That'd be great, man.
Yeah, she gave it a name, but she was a wackadoo. And that was a problem because I was out when they kicked me out of that class, and I played soccer, so I was traveling a bit too. So when they kicked me out of class, by the time the appeal and everything had happened, I'd missed almost
three
a month
games.
Of classes. No, I still played. I wasn't.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The athletic director from the school talked for me and everything. So, I missed the class, so I got to go back to the class.
Mm.
But by then, I missed. There was no way to catch up and everything, so I ended up getting a D in Spanish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
But those credits, those credits, actual transfer because it was a main lab class.
Looked up the gold roach, and I did find a bejeweled cockroach that someone has as a pet.
A bejeweled cockroach.
They put jewels all over its head, and there it is. So these wackos do exist.
I'm telling you, man.
Now, do you know how long a cockroach lives? By the way,
no. How long?
Not long. It's a matter of like weeks.
Really?
That's all. Do you know the birds? This is interesting. You see birds flying all over the place. What's the average age that a bird dies at?
A year.
You hit it on the head.
Yeah.
A fucking year.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, next time you see a bird, be a little nicer to it.
I've tried, man. I won't give him the bird.
You know. Anyway, this is all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
I'm just about to play handball with you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for Peter Leonard for not balling his hand.
It was fun today.
Elgin David.
What up, everybody? That's see you later. Right.
Hey, guys, don't forget this week's Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be your host, special guest. I'm forgetting the guy's name. Forgot it. Viet Hewn is our feature. And our headliner, Ty Rivera, very funny cat. And don't forget, Ty Rivera is going to be at the Funky Buddha on Saturday night.
Oh.
I'll be there, too, probably doing a spot. I didn't book anything this week. And then at the Inkwell Pub in Margate on Sunday. That's where we're going to be having going around. Then next week, Ty and I are going to be at the McGurdy's. In Sarasota, Wednesday.
With this guy.
Well, you know, we're friends. We know each other.
Okay,
and, well, he is a gay Mexican guy, you know. So,
is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to tie one on.
I'm sure he's.
Yeah. He'll tie one on.
All right, calm down there.
Strap one on.
Fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Like
anyway, thanks for listening to the show. By the way, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Elgin?
At Elgin David Comic.
And Peter Leonard.
The Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Thanks again for listening, guys. And actually, special show tomorrow. I know I've said this the last couple times and we didn't come through because the comics schedule changed. But Ty Rivera will be here in the studios because he is staying here for a couple nights.
Oh, how much fun.
Yeah. And so we'll definitely do
watch
some...
Watch the silverware. Mexican, you know.
No, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Terrible.
If you really want it, you should do my hubcaps.
There you go.
Anyway, anyway, thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being a light hit the ground.